We get another chance to chat with our buddy Dan Schlossberg. Travel Thursday's coming now, and you know Danny, he's a terrific author. Matter of fact, he's just written Baseball's Memorable Misses, which is a great compilation. I've been through it once, and I'm starting again because I love the little tidbits in it. And we're going to talk in 2 weeks with Danny all about that particular book. But today, we're going to talk about the Derby, and Danny is standing by right here. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing great. Braves have won. All is right with the world.
Oh, man, oh, man. Finally, we're seeing the Yankees get a couple of wins together. They had slumped badly, but now they've won two in a row. I guess they just need to pitch Gerrit Cole every day.
That would help, yeah. Well, Cy Young is to pitch every day, so why not?
That's exactly right. Okay, so let's talk about the Derby, my friend. Listen, have you ever been to the Kentucky Derby? It's quite a spectacle.
No, I've never been there. I've been to Louisville a few times, but never to the Kentucky Derby.
Okay, yeah, I've been down to Louisville myself. 149th Kentucky Derby taking place on Saturday, May 6th, obviously. Always the first Saturday of May, right?
Yeah, and this year they're celebrating Willie Mays' 92nd birthday, my 75th birthday, Israel's 75th birthday, and the coronation of King Charles.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm not sure which one is going to draw more garish hats, the coronation of the new king or the Kentucky Derby, but they are well known for the hats, but we'll talk about that in a second. The first one, the first Derby was 1875, and listen, it's been a staple ever since.
A lot of spectators in 1875, ironically, arrived by horse-drawn carriage. Mm. So I wonder if any of those horses actually ran in the Derby.
Yes, that'd be interesting. You know, we talk every year with a buddy of mine, Jerry Wisneski, and we're going to talk with him today about the Derby. And the fact, and one of the things I'll talk with him about is the fact that 20 horses compete, and that's way too many from a purist standpoint. And it's a lot of horses on the track, and who knows what could happen.
That's true. They're all the same. They're all three-year-old thoroughbreds.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's a big field. It's much larger than your typical horse race.
Yeah, exactly right. So Churchill Downs, Louisville, it comes alive every week. It's not just the day, but the days leading up to it. You know, they pick out the post positions and everything. So it's really a big deal down there.
It's a very big deal. But they got a huge crowd, Bob. About 155,000 people are expected this year. Mm. That's a lot of people cram into any kind of an athletic facility.
Yeah, I would think. Race distance, a mile and a quarter. Most race fans know that. Tell us a little bit about the horses.
Well, the colts and the geldings carry 126 pounds. The fillies, not the Philadelphia fillies, carry 121 pounds. And, of course, that leaves me way out of it because I weigh a little bit more than that.
Yeah. And it's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, unless, of course, you're a Tom Brady fan.
That's the length of time it takes for the winner to run from the starting gate to the finish line. But, yes, 2 minutes, a very big deal for 2 minutes.
Yeah, sure is. First race of the Triple Crown, more races to come, and we haven't had a Triple Crown winner in a few years, but could happen this year.
Right. The other two races are the Preakness Stakes and the Belmont Stakes, for those who might not know. But, yeah, it's very interesting. And a lot of people are involved, and a lot of money is involved. $274 million wagered on the Kentucky Derby last year. And that was 9% more than the previous record in 2019.
Wow. Man, that's a lot of money. And they drink a lot of mint juleps down there, don't they?
They certainly do. 120,000 mint juleps every year. And that requires 1,000 pounds of fresh mint and 60,000 pounds of ice. And that's not for one drink. That's for all the drinks.
Yeah, and that's not the only drink they consume. A lot of beer down there, too, huh?
A lot of beer. 522,000 cans of beer were consumed last year.
Man, and a lot of hot dogs, too.
Well, that's my neck of the woods. 142,000 hot dogs. And I thought hot dogs are only for baseball.
Man, oh man. We're talking with Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays with Danny, talking about the Kentucky Derby down at Churchill Downs. And we mentioned the hats earlier. It's a really big deal at Derby time.
It is. It's topping off the whole occasion. It's the price of a high-end Kentucky Derby hat. Now get this, Bob. $250 up to $1,000, and 90% of the female fans do wear hats. So they spend money on their hats before they even come down to Louisville.
Yeah, I guess so. And a lot of gambling. You know, we mentioned the wagering and stuff, but Wallet Hub says that there are certain states that are pretty much gambling addicted, right?
Yes. Nevada, of course, is number one because of Las Vegas and Reno.
Yeah.
But South Dakota, which really surprised me, Montana, Louisville, Mississippi are tied, and then my state of New Jersey. They're all in the top five. And oddly, Kentucky is not in the top 10, despite the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, and thoroughbred horse sales are a really big deal in this country as well.
A very big deal. $1.28 billion with a B last year, and that's up 11% from 2021. So that's a very big deal. A lot of thoroughbred horse sales.
And by the way, I've picked out a every year, listen, what I know about horse racing, you can fit into a thimble, but every year I look at the names of the horses and I think, oh, there's one that that I can adopt as my horse. And I've picked one out that I think can not only be mine, but yours as well. How about the one that's on the number one post position, Hit Show, considering you and I have one together every Thursday? What do you think?
Oh, that's a great idea. And also, our baseball teams have a Hit Show.
Yours.
On many occasions.
Yeah, yours more than mine lately, but that's okay. Well, listen, where are we going next week, my friend?
We're going to Mackinac Island, Michigan. Great place. Really love it up there.
Very nice.
Upper Peninsula.
All right. Looking forward to it. Always a blast to talk with you, my friend. Listen, Danny, stay safe, and let's do it again next week, huh?
That'll be great, Bob. Talk to you then.
You got it, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg joining us today. Travel Thursdays with Danny right here at 1420 AM, 97.3 FM, WLIS, and 1150 AM and 105.3 FM, WMRD. And, you know, we're streaming too, WLISWMRD.net.